Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Happy longest day. Happy day of summer solstice.
Yes.
I feel like it's 95 degrees out.
10:42 tonight is when summer officially starts. And speaking of summer, it was the first ever summer blockbuster. And we read to you some of the top 10 summer blockbusters of all time. Empire Strikes Back comes in at number one. But Jaws, which was released 50 years ago today, comes in at number three.
So there's an individual in the Kansas City area with a huge connection to the best movie of all time. We are thrilled to welcome author Michael Smith, a resident of Lee's Summit, to the Dana and Parks program. He is calling in all the way from Martha's Vineyard, where the 50th anniversary celebration is in full swing. Mike, I cannot imagine what that must be like today. There's hundreds of thousands of people there celebrating the 50th anniversary of this great film.
Hello from Amity.
What's it like? who have you seen? Who is there? I am obsessed with all things Jaws.
Yesterday, I have a YouTube show every week called Let's Talk Jaws Live. We did a live show at the Martha's Vineyard Museum for a benefit for the museum. We had Jeffrey Kramer, who played Deputy Hendrix. We had Joe Alves, who built the shark. We had Tom Dunlop and Gary Springer from Jaws 2. And then 5 minutes before we went on the air, a voice whispered in my ear, Richard wants to stop by. And
wow.
Richard Dreyfuss stopped by.
Richard Dreyfuss stopped by.
Yes.
What was that like?
I'm going to say longtime listeners may remember 6 years ago, Richard dropped the F-bomb on this very channel.
Yeah, yeah. What was that like, Mike? Seriously.
It was a parting of the Red Sea. As soon as he was recognized, the place just stood up, gave him a nice ovation. He came down, hugged everybody because he's been dear friends of Jeff Kramer since they filmed Jaws 50 years ago. Sat around, told some stories. It was really a nice way to end the show. He was the finale.
So we're talking to Michael Smith, who hails from the Kansas City area, but is the author of a book on the movie called On Location on Martha's Vineyard, The Making of the Movie Jaws. You've updated that book, for the 50th anniversary release. Mike, what do you think it is about this film that still translates 50 years later? There are so few films that you can say that about.
You know, I get asked that question, and I can't. The answer is different for everybody. I also have another book out called Fanatics, 50 Years of Jaws, where I actually interview 50 fans from all over the world, and they all have a different answer. I think for me, I just turned 15, and I wanted to go see this movie that I saw advertised on TV. And my dad dropped me off at the theater, and I went and I tried to buy a ticket for Dog Day Afternoon. And, of course, I was too young, and the girl in the box office said, have you seen Jaws yet? I hadn't. And I did. And for whatever reason, at that age, that film just grabbed me. Like no other film I saw before, I've seen since.
Does Martha's Vineyard embrace this? I mean, obviously for the 50-year anniversary, this is a huge economic boom for them. Or do you get the feeling that they would rather move on?
They embrace it. All the shops have Jaws paraphernalia.
Yep.
There's all kinds of events this weekend. And it's really, Martha's Vineyard is really Amity. It's a summer town. They need the summer dollars. So anytime you could bring 10,000 extra people that are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, they're happy to see us.
Mike, we read a story yesterday where Richard Dreyfuss, back in 1975, after the filming of Jaws, and obviously he, you know, was just the actor. He wasn't the director, of course. Steven Spielberg was. When he got done with all of his acting parts, he thought, man, this movie, and I'm quoting here, is going to be trash. And he couldn't see the vision that Steven Spielberg saw with this movie. And then when he saw it in theaters, his first reaction is, A, I was wrong, and B, I'm a jerk.
he actually recounted that story yesterday. Somebody had asked him about it. This film was so troubled. There were so many issues. The shark didn't work. They were shooting on the water. And now today, if they filmed on the water and a sailboat went by, they could just take it out with CGI. But back in 74, they had to wait and wait and wait until that boat sailed off and out of the horizon, because Spielberg never wanted to see land or another boat in the camera. He wanted the audience to feel that they were out there alone with the three guys. And a lot of people, Robert Shaw is the only one who really thought it was going to be something. Robert Shaw wanted points instead of his salary, and they didn't give it to him. But
wow.
Robert Shaw is the only one that really saw what it was going to be and what it became.
Mike, what happened to the boat Orca?
The Orca was sailed around for a while, and then it was sent to Universal, the back lot, where it sat for many, many years. If you ever watched Murder, She Wrote, every now and then they'd show a shot of Cabot Cove. You can see the Orca in the background. And then one day in the late 90s, somebody at Universal decided that it was an eyesore, and they scrapped it.
Oh, no.
And they didn't know that every now and then Spielberg would just walk down there by himself and sit in the cabin and just kind of contemplate on his career. He was able to rescue one of the propellers and the big wheel that they steer with, but the rest of the boat is gone.
So, Mike, for me, it's one of those films, and Jaws 2, which I think is equally terrifying, if not more so. And I watched that last night for, quote, research, and everyone laughed at me, and they said, no, I've watched these films so many times, Mike, and I can't explain what it is. I wish that I could. I wish I could verbalize what it is, that when it is on, I am compelled to watch it, and I don't know why.
It's just, like I said, it's just something. Same with Jaws 2. I also have a book out on the making of Jaws 2, that it's just something about that film at that time in my life was just something that you know, excuse the pun, hooked me. And it has ever since.
Mike, I hear you talking about Jaws and Jaws 2. I'm not hearing a lot of chatter about Jaws 3D or Jaws the Revenge.
Jaws 3D, I just spent today 2 hours at a book signing with Joe Alves, the man who directed Jaws 3.
Yeah.
And I love Joe to death, so I'm not going to be negative about Jaws 3. It is the highest grossing 3D film of the 20th century.
That's right.
Jaws the Revenge is an entirely different story, so... that was a money grab. Universal didn't have anything for that summer. They filmed it in 30 days. They paid Michael Caine millions of dollars. And there's a famous quote where he was asked about the movie, and he said, I've never seen it. I hear it's terrible, but I've seen the house it built, and it's beautiful.
Can you stick around for one more segment?
Sure.
All right. Mike Smith from Lee Summit joining us on the KMZ Hotline. This is the 50th anniversary of the release. Today it was June 20th of 1975 that the movie Jaws was released. from the summer of 1970.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Five. This was the number one song. I was four.
I was 1 year old. My mother has explained to me the terror that this movie was in the theater when it was released. Obviously, I was older, Mike, when I first saw the film and the sequels. Even the New York Yankees are getting in on this, by the way. They are celebrating Jaws' 50th anniversary today with a special milkshake and souvenir cup commemorating the 50th anniversary. And yes, there's strawberry on it, and it looks like blood.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. I actually had a Yankee fan buy a book for me today. I wonder if you knew that. You probably should have stayed in New York.
Hey, let me ask you something, Mike. Over the years, Hollywood has in my opinion, sort of run out of ideas sometimes. You know, they remake Red Dawn, they remake Footloose, you name it. And then they go back to tried and true movies like Axel F. came out this year. You know, Rambo, that series never seems to end. Rocky never seems to end. It's now Creed. Do you foresee any time where there's a Jaws 5, or dare I say this may be sacrilege, a remake of the original Jaws?
I think as long as Steven Spielberg is alive, nobody will even dare touch it. I think he has that kind of power.
Yep.
I remember when I was researching my Jaws 2 book, I went through Universal. And that was a tour bus just went by. I went through Universal, and the lady asked me if I'd gotten Mr. Spielberg's permission. And I said, well, as far as I know, Mr. Spielberg had nothing to do with Jaws 2. And she said, well, we just like it when Mr. Spielberg approves everything.
I bet.
So, yeah. And I reached out to DreamWorks, and they, yeah, go knock yourself out. Yeah, I just think it's one of those films that they couldn't, because they would CGI the shark.
Yeah.
And it would be terrible.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Has Steven Spielberg ever said there was a moment, either in the theater or once the word sort of got out and you started seeing lines around the blocks to get in to see this, Was there a moment where he went from despair, this is going to be a flop, to, oh my gosh, what have I done at age 27?
He had such great ideas for the film, but even after the first preview, 2 weeks before the film opened, they previewed it in Dallas, and he wanted 5 scares, and he only counted 4. So he used his own money, went back to California, went to Verna Field's house, she was the film editor, and filmed Ben Gardner's head popping out in her swimming pool. That was the 5th scare that he wanted. And even then, it wasn't until the audience reaction, Jeff Kramer tells a story where they used to walk around New York and they would go to the theaters. They knew the show schedule and they would know when that was happening. And the theater manager let them stand in the back of the theater. And just to watch the audience jump, I can remember as a kid throwing popcorn 5 rows behind me.
It's so unexpected, Mike, and I've watched the film so many times, I still jump at that moment. Is it true that that severed head, for lack of a better word, is at the Martha's Vineyard Museum this week?
Yes, Ben Gardner's head is resting comfortably in his Lucite case.
Have you ever met Steven Spielberg?
I have not. I would probably cry if I did.
Huh. Is this like your lifelong passion? I mean, do you have a regular job, or is Jaws like your bread and butter?
No, I work for the City of Independence, but I've just, you know, as a kid, I met Richard. I used to run his fan club. I started Roy Scheider's fan club. This Sunday, I am going to meet his daughter Molly, who I have never met. And I was going through some stuff for my trip, and I found my first scrapbook when I was a kid. And I've got all these articles on Roy and magazine covers and stuff, and I'm going to give them to her because she was born very late in his life and was very young when he passed. He passed in 2008. So I'm going to pass that on to her. I think I hope she'll enjoy it as much as I have.
Let me ask you this, Mike. Did Roy Scheider ever, I don't want to say come out from under the shadow of Chief Brody, but he really for the rest of his life was known for Jaws. And was he comfortable with that?
He was comfortable with it. He did not want to do Jaws 2. He didn't want to do a sequel, but he didn't want to see somebody else playing the role.
Right.
That's how much he enjoyed the role. And he was very surly, I guess is the word, on the set. He had signed a 3-picture deal with Universal to do 3 movies after Jaws. He did Sorcerer. And then he was going to do The Deer Hunter. He was going to play the role that Michael, he's played the role of Michael that Robert De Niro originally played. But then they changed the script, and the Robert De Niro character is the one that goes home, and they leave Christopher Walken behind. Originally, it was that character. And Roy quit, and Universal had him over a barrel, and they ended up saying, if you do Jaws 2, we'll count it as the 2 movies you owe us. But he always appreciated Chief Brody and then Joe Gideon and all that jazz. Those were his 2 favorite roles.
You know, I've never understood, you know, when an actor gets typecast, why that's such a downer for them. I mean, think about Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker. There are countless other examples. But, I mean, what an honor. I'm in this iconic, super crazy popular movie, and you're not.
Right?
Exactly. But when you look at Mark Hamill, all you see is Luke Skywalker. He does a lot of voiceovers, but he doesn't do a lot of film work.
That's true.
Mike, were you on the set for Jaws 2, and what do you remember about that? How old were you?
I had just turned 16, and we lived in Florida. And I was calling around the Screen Actors Guild every day, seeing when they were filming. And I came home one day. My dad left a note that said, filming in Pensacola is starting these days. And it was the weekend that my dad and stepmother, for whatever reason, decided to go to Plains, Georgia to visit Jimmy Carter's hometown. So some friends and I, we drove up to Pensacola. We snuck onto the beach when they were filming the panic scene where Scheider shoots out at the Bluefish. But while I was there, I dropped a fan letter at the Holiday Inn for Roy, And a week later, I got a handwritten letter back to him.
Wow.
From him saying, thank you, and you have my permission to start my fan club.
No kidding.
Mike, that is an incredible story.
Yeah.
Are you in the movie?
No, you can't see me.
You can't see you. Okay.
I looked.
I bet you did. I bet you did.
Mike, I just love everything about this, and I don't get jealous very often, but man, what I would give to be at Martha's Vineyard right now. I'm just thrilled that you are there, and promise me we will connect when you get back to Kansas City. I would love to buy a signed copy of your book.
She puts the fan in Fanatic.
Oh, I can't explain it, Mike. I just love it. Not probably as much as you do, but man, I'm right behind you.
You're not a Fanatic. You're a Fanatic.
I love it.
Fanatic. That's right.
Well, safe travels back home and enjoy your time in Amity.
Thank you.
All right. Be well, Mike.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Mike Smith, Jaws aficionado, author of two books that we know of on Jaws, one on the original, one on Jaws 2. He lives in Lee's Summit, but currently in Massachusetts.
Wow.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen, a crime has been committed in the world of music.
Again, another one?
Billboard is out with their top five, check that, top 75 R&B singers of all time. There's a notable omission in the top five. Number five is Whitney Houston.
Okay.
Number four is Beyonce.
Okay.
Wait, can I guess the omission?
When I'm done.
Oh, okay.
Number three is Michael Jackson. Number two is Aretha Franklin.
Of course.
And number one is Stevie Wonder. Sam, go ahead. That is correct, sir.
Okay, but may
no,
I?
No. Nope.
Here, I'll eat.
This is Prince, for those of you on podcast.
Okay. If I may.
You may. And I'll let you guess where he ends up on the list. He does end up on the list of the top 75.
How is Otis Redding not on that list?
Well, he's on the list. He's just not in the top
five. When you talk about R&B, I do not consider like Michael Jackson, and I don't consider Prince R&B. I'm sorry, I don't.
What?
I think he's one of the most talented musicians in history.
They most certainly are R&B. Usher's R&B.
Yeah.
Beyonce's R&B.
Yeah, but I think when I think Prince, I think pop.
Yeah, but...
Let's Go Crazy is not an R&B song.
Well, then why is Whitney Houston on the list? She's number five. Why is Aretha Franklin on the list? She's pop in the 60s.
Oh, but you make me feel like a natural woman is more R&B than...
And Purple Rain's not?
I Will Always Love You.
From the text line, Prince is less R&B and more rock pop.
I agree. I agree. I mean, you got to get me into like Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye was number 10.
Al Green.
Charles was 11.
Etta James.
She was in the 70s, I believe. I think she was 74.
Okay.
I went through the whole list. It was ridiculous. I mean, where they put Diana Ross is like Gladys Knight is 30.
Oh, Diana come
Ross,
on.
Diana Ross is 29.
Did you say Beyonce?
Beyonce is number 4.
Is she R&B?
No, she's... I mean, if we're going to break down between R&B and pop, she's pop.
Yeah, no question.
You know?
Well, and lately she's country.
True?
Yeah.
Where is... There was one on here. The Weeknd is 47th. I mean...
He's not even R&B.
John Legend is 50th.
Okay, Legend is R&B.
Well, but I think what we're when you say R&B,
are we splitting hairs?
Yeah, I think so. And let me say, Al Green, by the way, was 18. I think R&B is black pop because there's not a single person on here who's white. And that's when I think of R&B, I think of black pop.
Oh, that's not what I think of. I think of Etta James and Otis Redding.
Both black.
No, but that's not pop. Play These Arms of Mine by Otis Redding is one of the most iconic, one of my favorite songs of all time.
But you have to remember where the word pop comes from when you're referring to music. It's short for popular. You know, that's the,
right?
The top 40 is pop music, and it could be anything. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love this song.
Great song. But see, this was popular music at the time it was released. Therefore, is it pop or is it R&B?
It's R&B. And it lives on today.
By the way, Prince comes in at number 7.
Okay.
You're mad about two positions?
He's one of the most brilliant musicians in history, but I don't consider him to be R&B.
I'm mad about 7 positions. He belongs at number 1.
Okay.
I do think, though, that we're getting to a point now with music that there are no clear defining lines between genres.
It's all sort of blended together.
I don't agree with that at all.
Some songs fit specifically in a genre, but you're not going to find an artist who just outright fits in that genre, except for maybe Billy Strings, who plays one type of music.
Well, but Shinedown.
Which, by the way, Sam.
Is hard rock.
That's true.
I have very all over the board music tastes, you know, and I listen 99% of my day. I've got music on. And when I'm in here, it's on in my head.
Which, by the way, is a new thing because you used to not be this way.
So Billy Strings, I really like Billy Strings.
Love
and
some
it
Billy Strings.
Reminds me a little bit of the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. It really is in that wheelhouse if you don't know who Billy Strings is. And I played it the other day in the car, and Johnny is open to all kinds of music.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, one of my dear friends, Sandy, just went to this Billy Strings show. Sam went. They said it was outstanding. I want to play a couple for you. We get about 3 or 4 bars in, and he just goes, no.
What?
Wow.
He goes, I draw the line at Billy Strings. I go, really? You don't like it? It is very eclectic. And I like it. I don't know that I would play it on a loop like I can other artists.
I will be honest, 3 hours of jam band of Billy Strings was a lot.
It's a lot.
It was an experience.
Yes. I'm glad you went. And when they come back, I shall 2, go.
From ABC News, Sherry Papini. Do you remember that name?
No.
Sherry Papini.
Papini.
The California woman who admitted in a plea agreement to orchestrating a hoax about being kidnapped by two women.
Oh, yes.
This was in 2018, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, or 20, no, it's 2016. Alleges in a new book that she was, in fact, kidnapped by a man.
Mm-hmm.
Papini, who pleaded guilty in 2022 to making false statements to federal agents and served 10 months in prison
under
that plea agreement, claims that she was kidnapped by James Reyes, an ex-boyfriend whom authorities have said Papini manipulated into helping with her kidnapping hoax. Now, before I read this line from her book, I need to I need to remind you that it was self-published.
Her mom?
I need to remind you that this book was self-published and clearly never went through an editor. You'll know in a second. Quote, there are several versions of what happened out there, several versions. This is mine. Okay. This is my words. I'm literally reading from the book. It's backed by loads and loads of evidence, and it's, comma, my heart is in it. It's vulnerable. Clearly, an editor did not see this book. This is my words, and then this line, and it's, comma, my heart is in it.
They didn't kidnap her. Someone kidnapped autocorrect.
Now, did they at least spell it's properly?
Yes. I doubt it.
There is
good.
An apostrophe.
Look at that.
Yeah. This is my words. I mean, honey, you had your 15 minutes. You had your 10 months. Let's move on. Let's move on. The mother of two went missing on November 2nd, 2016, while out for a jog in her Redding, California neighborhood. Wow.
Okay.
All righty then. Where do we go next?
We still have the ex-girlfriend story.
Oh,
who's now charged with stalking.
Yeah. Yes, you're very high on this one.
I just think it's wild. And how do you even get that done? I got to be honest. I just skimmed the first couple of paragraphs.
It's pretty
so
impressive.
I don't know the details.
A Central Texas woman is facing a stalking charge and has been ordered to stay away from her ex-boyfriend after authorities say she married him without his consent. And then left a copy of the marriage certificate at his home.
Whoa.
Favorite student front row, Dana Ryan, hi.
How does one marry someone without their consent?
Let's find out. Kristen Spearman, 36, a.k.a. crazy, Kristen, was arrested and charged with third-degree felony stalking, according to the Beverly Hills Police Department in Texas. As of Wednesday, Spearman has been released on bond. USA Today has reached out to the county district attorney's office to see if the reverend involved will face any charges. It was not immediately clear if Spearman has legal representation. Police say she got a local reverend to sign the marriage license, which she then filed with the local clerk's office. The reverend involved is fully cooperating with law enforcement and has expressed sincere remorse.
Where's the man's signature?
Wait a minute. So she goes to some reverend, says, here's a sheet of paper that says we're married. Will you sign this?
And right he goes, at the top, it says marriage license.
You okay? And he signs it without?
The man was not at the ceremony, did not know that it was happening.
Fully cooperating with law enforcement.
Spearman then went to the county clerk's office and filed for the certificate of official marriage. Either somebody forged his signature on the marriage document or it's not required.
Okay, wait, it gets crazier. The victim, the 42-year-old man, contacted Beverly Hills Police in Texas on June 13th. He said he had been away, and when he got home, he found a bath and body gift bag with products inside. Mm-hmm. According to the complaint, there were two documents inside the Bath and Body Works bag. A picture of his ex-girlfriend holding a marriage certificate showing the pair had been married, a certified and embossed copy of the marriage license, and there was also a tag on the bag that said, congrats, maybe call your wife.
Well, she wanted to make sure that his skin was good. Needs some nice, healthy skin for a long, happy marriage.
Oh, my God.
Maybe some lotion.
Maybe some hemp's.
A little face wash.
We don't know.
Now, the couple did take steps to get an actual marriage license in June of 2025. They then got into an argument. The man realized she might be crazy, and he ended the relationship. It was so bad, he had to change his phone number.
Okay. Somebody from the text line, you talked about this yesterday. Remember? We did not.
We did not. There are so many crazy people in our stack, little peek behind the curtain here, that sometimes our listeners conflate the stories, because every single day in that stack, there's someone doing something that's crazy.
You said it was Kristen, right?
Kristen with a K.
Two I's, I'm assuming.
Well,
gotta watch out.
Hang on. Well, before I tell you, why would it matter if it's Kristen with two I's or Kristen with an I and an E?
Just saying.
What are you saying?
Gotta watch out for him. Crazy Kristen.
So
coming at you.
If it's Kristen with two I's, they're crazy?
Maybe.
And Kristen with an I and an E, they're not crazy?
You're just going to make all of the Kristens mad who are listening right now, and I think we should move on.
It's Kristen with two I's.
Yeah, it is.
913-586-7798. Festive is coming your way in 13 minutes here on Dana and Parks. Story here from Fox 4. Workers at a Lee's Summit IHOP claim that they have not been paid in more than a month. Says Chelsea Stoker, quote, "I don't know how to explain to a 9-year-old that I work at a job, but I'm not getting paid. I want to give them what they want, but I can't because I don't have the money." Stoker is one of two dozen who work at the cafe located on 291 Highway. Server Linda says no one in the building is getting paid. The cooks, the managers, nobody. Okay. Business records show this particular IHOP and others in the metro are associated with several names, including IHOP Restaurants LLC. Fox 4 reached out to the several contacts who appear to be associated with the business but have yet to receive a call back. That extra fee at the grocery store for a plastic shopping bag, not here but in other states, is not just an inconvenience. It is actually making a difference for marine ecosystems, according to a new study. Policies that ban or impose fees on plastic bags are associated with a 25% to 47% decrease, depending on the state, in plastic bag litter in shoreline cleanups. Plastic litter, so in other words,
it's working.
The people are either going with paper or they're bringing in their own bags or reusing plastic bags from before. Fine by me.
Aldi got rid of their super cheap disposable plastic bags, and I have been using reusable bags ever since.
Good for you,
and
Sam.
I finally, you know, it was a thing where I had the bags and I would always just forget. And, you know, whatever, they have bags at the store. Mm-hmm. I never forget now. It is locked in.
I always shop with a reusable bag, unless we're getting low on plastic bags for the trash cans in the bathroom.
Okay. That's so funny. I use the little plastic bag for trash cans, too.
Yeah, it's very convenient.
But then I take them, I bundle it up, I cinch it, I put them on the interior of the kitchen trash can, cinch that,
right,
and it goes to the landfill.
Correct.
That's
what I do too.
And end up no ocean.
And you ain't going to learn no English either.
Not up in here.
Would you like to guess the average lifespan? And I'm not talking like in nature, how
500
long it
years
takes to deteriorate.
500 years.
I bet that's more than that.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh.
The average lifespan of use of a plastic bag. You go to the store.
21 minutes.
Scott,
Does this include if it's in my bathroom trash can?
No, the average lifespan. Period.
15 minutes.
12 minutes.
Yep. It is incredibly wasteful.
Now they go down further in the story and they say that they've saved like 37% of marine life through these efforts. How did you come up with that number?
Well,
there were 10 dead turtles, and now there's 3.
A story here from the New York Post.
Is that right?
No. And I don't think that's how they came up with it.
The top 10 most livable cities in the world. The top 10 most livable cities in the world.
Something in South Carolina.
Only one city in the world is in North America.
Oh.
And it's not in the United States.
Oh. Oh.
By the way, the U.S. didn't get a single one
Wait,
in the top 10.
Wait, say that again. There's only one in North America.
I'll do it slower. The top 10 most livable cities in the world.
There's only one in North America.
And it's not in the United States. And it's 10. Okay.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Vancouver, Canada is the only one in the North American continent.
Okay.
Then it's in descending order, Adelaide, Australia, Auckland, New Zealand.
Auckland.
Osaka, Japan.
Switzerland.
Sydney, Australia.
Wait, Denmark.
They named a city after your dog?
Geneva, Switzerland.
Yep.
Melbourne, Australia.
Mm.
Tied for second, Zurich, Switzerland, and Vienna, Austria. And number one is Copenhagen, Denmark.
Copenhagen, Denmark.
Most livable city on the planet.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for our favorite hour of the week. It is Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It's brought to you by Q39. All the lines are open. Get in right now at 913-586-7798. We will grieve in just a moment, right after the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.